more moves at Walmart and a lot of moves in the banking industry. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas has the details in his weekly recap of the state's biggest business headlines.
David Cheesewright has been appointed CEO of the International Division of Walmart Stores effective February 1st. Cheesewright will succeed CEO-elect Doug McMillon, who was named to his new post as CEO of Walmart last week. Since September of 2011, Cheesewright has served as head of a regional management team responsible for Walmart's operations in Canada, the United Kingdom, and Africa. Tommy May is set to step down from his post as chairman and CEO of Simmons First National on January 1st. CEO-elect George Makris will assume the top post after a year-long transition. May will become the inaugural chairman of the Simmons First Foundation, a charitable giving extension of the bank that will distribute Tommy May Make a Difference grants to local community projects. Bank of the Ozarks has entered into an agreement to acquire BankShares, Inc. of Houston, Texas. Under terms of the agreement, Bank of the Ozarks will pay $23 million for all outstanding shares of BankShares common stock. The transaction is expected to close during the first quarter of 2014. A bank deal announced in October has closed. Arvest Bank announced its acquisition of National Bank of Arkansas has been completed. The conversion of NBA accounts and operations into Arvest will not be finished until early February. Terms of that transaction were not disclosed. The Walton Family Foundation announced a $2.1 million grant to the University of Arkansas to fund several programs within the College Access Initiative and the Center for Multicultural and Diversity Education. The funds will directly benefit students from Phillips County, Arkansas, and those who have graduated from public charter schools around the state. As part of the program, university officials will expand ACT training for high school students and will also increase recruiting efforts at certain schools. On the jobs front, Ben E. Keith Company announced it will build a $60 million, 350,000 square foot distribution center in North Little Rock by 2016. The food service distributor will add 80 new jobs to its state workforce of 275 after the expansion is completed. And telecom provider AT&T said it presently is hiring 50 workers for open positions in Arkansas, including 30 new jobs. Nabholz Construction announced that CEO Bill Hanna has been named chairman of the board, and Chief Financial Officer Greg Williams will step into the role of Chief Executive Officer on January 1st. Williams has served as CFO for Nabholz for the past 18 years. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.